Good morning. Okay, there's the springs. Got the wrong spring set. Today is Friday, September the 4th. Joining us this morning is Assistant City Manager, no longer Interim City Manager, Pam Powell. Good morning, lady.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Brian?
I'm okay, and you're smiling.
Of course.
Like wildly smiling.
I have coffee, so.
I see. It's the coffee that's making you smile, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what's in the coffee?
Just coffee.
Today. Just coffee. Okay. Well, you know, it's Friday going into a 3-day. You never know.
I know. If I didn't have to go to the office today, and there may be, you know, something else in there. But
cake.
Yes.
Winston, why do we say it?
Can never go wrong with cake. All right. This one was teased yesterday. How did the cigar called a stogie get that name?
Stogie, stodgy, maybe men without humor, or serious business people were smoking cigars, and it's a mutation of that word.
Plays cricket sounds. You're okay. Nowhere close.
Okay, well, that's good.
It was named for the Conestoga wagon, which was built in the Conestoga Valley in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Before the Revolution, the drivers of these wagons took along with them on their long trips leaves of Lancaster County tobacco and rolled them into thin robes for smoking. These were soon known as Conestogas, or however you pronounced it.
Conestoga.
Conestoga, and then shortened to just Stogies.
Ah.
Interesting.
Conestoga, right? What do they call them? The prairie schooners? When they were exploring the West, you know, the land rush.
I did not know that.
You didn't go to that year's worth of history, huh?
I did not.
There's a really cool display. It's west of Elko. That part of it's the Donner Party. But part of it, they have a real Conestoga. And it is so small it could fit in the studio. It really, you know, you have visions of 20 foot long and, you know, 15 feet high and people could stand in it. I mean, realistically, you think about it, how much effort would it take to move that? It's not like there's roads and rubber tires on these things either.
True.
Yeah, so it just, and then you got the mountains. not fun at all. So what are you doing now that you're not running the store? What does an assistant city manager do?
Well, I'm still city clerk, and so with the election and the nomination period in July and then all of the different things that come with that leading up to November, that's my primary job. As assistant city manager, I've been helping with, like, the administration and helping the current city manager with projects that, you know, I had been working on, and we operate as a team. It's really, we have the public works director and myself and the finance director and HR all in City Hall. And so we really do a lot of our assignments by, like, a team assignment, and we bounce those things off, and I kind of lead that team sometimes, especially when Miles is out.
Does that imply he's not working today?
He is. He is off today. He's got a long weekend. So
that's a really long weekend. What are you talking about? A long weekend, yeah.
Yes.
with some of the discussions that are going on now on the national level about motor voter, absentee, mail-in, traditional, how you going to do all that kind of stuff, how much falls into your purview with the ballots, and how much is the county elections department?
So the county, does our elections for the city of Eureka. We pass a resolution each election and transfer those duties to the county. We do like to be good civic partners, though, with the county, and I met with them regarding the possible use of our Wharfinger building for a vote center. And so we are a backup location for them. They have two other locations in Eureka to operate a vote center.
Because that's going to be a little different this year.
Very different. Yeah, I have not seen that in California, or at least in Humboldt County, where we have a center that's open from, like, I think they open it up on October 31st, and it's open for a number of hours every day through November 3rd to drop off ballots and vote in person if people so choose.
Okay. And that's versus mailing it in.
Correct. And then folks don't have to go to the post office. They have a place to actually physically drop off their ballot.
That sounds similar to what my understanding in Curry County is. Is that, you know, everybody gets the ballots. Everybody gets. So, like, where we get the absentees on the 5th or will, everybody
and that's
gets
how
it at that point. And then you can either vote and mail it in. You can vote and drop it off the day of the election, maybe a couple of days, and it drop off. Or you can vote there on site if you want to. It's a different model. And I suppose that, you know, that's difference is going to draw people's attention just because it's different. Does that replace the polling stations that we normally have throughout the area?
Yes. So those your regular polling station will most likely not be there because
it hasn't been there the last three times. It keeps moving.
Mine does too.
Yeah.
Although Washington School for mine has been kind of like a staple here recently.
Well, we were there at Marshall for a prolonged period, and then it started bouncing. I don't know where it's been the last couple of times. But
from my understanding, it's really a little bit tough sometimes to get some of the buildings because they have other uses, and so they don't want to agree to a whole day lost. But anyway, this year, the polling centers and our voting centers, and I think it'll be a good model. And I think the important message is to, if you're going to mail your ballot in, do it early. And it'll be counted, on the day of the election.
I was going to ask, because they're with the military and some of those folks where it takes longer for those ballots to get here. Is that the reason why you've got the confirmation period, so to speak? Oh, I guess we ran out of time. Now you know where we're going to start when we come back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back talking shop this morning with Pam Powell. Pam, as part of the city clerk's duties with the election process, the tabulation, the proofing, all that kind of stuff, is that also ceded over to the county, or does the city get involved with the city components of if somebody wants to have things recounted or the absentee counts just for the city?
Just for the city, that would go to the county. I mean, I can see someone making that request through the city, and the city would be able to do the request if we so choose. But they would work directly with the county on that.
So it's more of an oversight capacity that you do for the election process, or do you still have to get a little bit more involved than that?
So I'm involved early on in the nomination process for the candidates.
You mean signature checks?
Well, the county does the signature checks for us because they are the ones that have that record. I'm involved in issuing the papers, administering the oath, ensuring that they have all the papers in on time. It's always,
Do you have to chase people?
Well, sometimes you have to remind them of times. And make sure, I never want it to be on me that somebody missed the opportunity to be a candidate because they were a little late getting their paperwork in. But we...
So you chase them up to the deadline. You don't extend a deadline.
Oh, no. By law, we can't extend a deadline. But I have been at the front door of City Hall Get in here.
Oh, I
need you in here.
As the clock is ticking down on the Friday.
Yeah.
What is involved with that whole process? I think for a lot of us, it's like anything else, right? You go to a restaurant and it flows and you go, well, that looks easy. I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the case. You know, it's well-developed processes and procedures. So if it looks smooth, you're good, but it's not necessarily, you don't see behind the curtain, so to speak.
Exactly. There's a lot of election law that it has to be applied to our process. And when a candidate comes in to pull papers for to run for office, they're always surprised by the 2-inch binder that I present to them with information to review. And there's several papers that have to be signed and returned to me. You know, and it's administered, or it's by law that it's required. So it's always a little bit of a surprise. It's not just coming in and putting your name in the hat, so to speak, to run for office.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if that was literally the case?
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
I'd probably, you know, if just to be goofy, I'd probably do something like, I'd have a big old hat and a form so that imagery would actually be.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be weird. Now, we hear an awful lot, probably the week before the election, the Fair Political Practices Act.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all I know is it's got a really long name, and it's probably complicated because it's government type and it's reporting. Do you have to get involved with that stuff, or is that between the candidate and the state or the candidate and the county?
I am the FPPC officer for the city of Eureka for our candidates and for our elected officials. And so those do come to me. They get their actual number, that the state assigns. If they raise enough money to meet the threshold, then they do need to get a candidate committee number. But all of those forms come in through the city clerk's office, and they're provided to the state. But we're the ones who collect that information and assist at a very low level with the completion of those forms. But
because there are managers, handlers, whatever you want to call them, assistants.
Yes.
It seems like for everybody running for office, there's somebody there who's helping guide them, so to speak.
And the FPPC forms, especially a form 460, it's like doing your taxes, like long form. It's very complicated and lots of accounting that's necessary for those forms. So it's really good to get an accountant type person.
Is that the tracking as they go through the process, or is that like going in and here's your financials?
That's the tracking of all the money coming in, all of the money being spent. I mean, every time somebody buys advertisement.
Yay.
Yes, I threw that in. Especially
yeah,
for you,
appreciate
Brian.
the analogy there.
And so all of those things have to be accounted for. And anybody who donates more than $99, they have to have their name and occupation that's included on the form. So
all the fun stuff.
Different things are involved.
From what I've heard from folks, that there are those that get it right, and there are train wrecks. And there's very, very few in between. Oh, you know, I forgot $500 and come running in or file an amended.
Mm-hmm.
It's either it's there or it's so far out that it's going to be a work of fiction, even to make it look right. Accurate depiction?
I don't want to comment on how everyone.
No, but we could see it if we went and looked. Also,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's it's all there. It's numbers. They have to add up. They, you know, at the end of the day, anything that is would be incomplete or inaccurate, it's going to be found in any kind of review of that paperwork.
Do they get reviewed?
Yes.
Or does it tend to be the other candidates? Representatives, and it becomes a battle across the fence rather than general citizen coming in or maybe a spot check.
We have all of those things that occur.
It's 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Pam Powell, City Clerk and Assistant City Manager for the City of Eureka. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, Murphy's Markets, and Baywood Golf and Country Club. Pam, one last question about the political process. Now, we've got, there are certain deadlines, and the candidates have got it probably on their calendar and highlighted and stuff. But what about issues, measures, propositions? Do they fall under the same edicts and concerns and restraints that a candidate does, or are they kind of a different species all by themselves?
They're a little bit different in the reporting as far as who donates money to a ballot measure campaign. That is very similar to a candidate. However, there's for the city of Eureka, there's no monetary limit on how much you can contribute to support or...
So it's jurisdictional then?
Yes. The city of Eureka, we have a campaign limit ordinance that applies to our city. Not all cities have those campaign limits. But for the city of Eureka, we have two ballot measures. Ballot measure C, which is ranked choice voting, which is an amendment to our charter that will definitely have an impact on, if it passes, on future elections. And then our second one is Measure H, which is our ballot measure for sustaining city operations.
C and H, so sugar?
There you go. I forgot about that, yeah. It's been that long since I baked, obviously.
Or heard the jingle, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Hawaii. Yeah, okay. what's been the impact at City Hall with all of the goofiness associated with the virus? Obviously, the meetings are a little bit different, public meetings and things of that nature. Are there accommodations made, or you just lock the doors and you got to watch it on the tube or on your computer if you want to follow along?
So that's been a pretty big challenge, is for public engagement in our meetings. And we've, on our agenda, I have a whole spiel up at the top, a paragraph about how you can make public comment and how you can give me a call and we'll get you into the Zoom meeting, or I'll call you on the phone during the meeting. But it requires...
Also, it's an outreach rather than... pop in.
Yes. And so, but that's, that means folks have to really be paying attention to the agenda. It just can't be something that their neighbor says, hey, you need to come down to City Hall tonight. They really have to kind of plan ahead. And so we've really have been trying to think of ways to encourage public comment. Obviously, everyone can always, send a letter or send an email.
How about a mic line down into the parking lot?
That would
just
be
out the window, drop it down,
yeah,
and people
drive-through comment.
Yeah,
that would work. I like the idea. We're open, and a couple of meetings ago, I had three residents who really wanted to comment on fireworks, and they actually came into the building. We were fine with them coming into the building.
Well, there's enough space in the chambers there, three people.
Exactly.
15 row separation.
Sat with staff, and then during public comment, they were able to get up, and they didn't have the technology at home to really participate in a Zoom meeting, and so it allowed them to get up and speak. And
can we use that as an excuse?
God,
I'm so tired of those things. I mean, it's challenging because all the nonverbal is lost.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, and it's surreal.
Zoom fatigue is a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Particularly if you do multiples.
Yeah.
On a regular basis.
Some days it's all day long. I've had a meeting, too. I belong to the JPA, or the City of Eureka does, for insurance, and I think it was on it from 9 a.m. until 3.
Oh, you got sucked into that as a representative?
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice. Nice move.
I am the City of Eureka designee,
Yeah, any long ones.
Oh, it's brutal.
Here, watch my office wall. I'm out for about half an hour.
Yeah. The beauty of it is that you can, if you have your laptop set up and then your desktop, you can actually do work while you're listening to the Zoom meeting.
Oh, so you get 50% each way.
Yes. I can multitask a little.
What'd you just say?
and kind of, listen in when it's important. But all meetings are important, of course.
Oh, yeah. Right. The day-to-day of City Hall. How has that changed?
Yeah, so the hours of City Hall have been reduced, and we're keeping the public as they come in. We try and keep them to the first floor in the lobby area, and then we come down to them, and we have screens set up, of course. For paying your water bill now, you can just go right in, come on down the hall and pay the water bill. But for interactions regarding, like, picking up a permit or applying for some type of building permit or encroachment permit or
dog license.
Information. Yeah. Those, we come down to the lobby to meet with folks. We're trying to keep the public kind of corralled, just the impacts of someone wandering around City Hall with COVID could be, an issue. Plus, we have a lot of, employees who have to stay at home and manage daycare and work from home and those kind of things. So we're trying to manage that.
Yeah, that's another whole level of challenge now that school's back.
Yes.
Oh, familiar on that one, huh? Yes. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Pam Powell. Pam, so you got different changes inside. There's certainly been an emphasis on the outside with some of these murals and sidewalk paintings and things of that nature. Is that something that the city is involved with? Or with a permitting, I would suspect that you got to be involved somehow because everything else seems to need to be permitted.
Yes, the street art festival was definitely permitted. We did have staff involvement. Swan Asbury, our economic development manager, worked with others, and I can't remember just off the top of my head their first and last name, so I'm just going to go with a really great group
others
of
work.
People.
Yeah.
And she, we didn't... We coordinated the businesses and the artists, and then the businesses would pay the artists to do the murals on their buildings. And Henderson Center was the target area this year. And I think the murals, they're really fun to see in Henderson Center. It's such a great little district. I used to live next to Henderson Center, so it's a favorite of mine. But it's a great neighborhood shopping area, and it's looking very nice.
Yeah, it just needs a little bit more retail in there now, huh?
Yes, but I think that's kind of the trend right now.
Across the board, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
And speaking of businesses, the City of Eureka, at our next council meeting, we're going forward with some grant programs that we have for businesses that we want to help those who had to move their business, their retail and their restaurants outside. And some more information will be coming forward to help those businesses pay for that. And additionally, because COVID, especially down in our Old Town area, there was many businesses that have been impacted by those.
We got creamed. We talked without the government being there.
Yeah.
boy, I went through yesterday about two.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick of where you want to park. I mean, it was really frightening.
And that vacancy that's down there, if there's like not anyone coming into the district, has, you know, affected those businesses negatively, like with crime and perhaps those individuals who want to camp out in front of their buildings.
Sure, so, less eyeballs, less activity.
Yes.
Yeah.
So with these funds, we're also hoping to do some SEPTED type concepts, which is crime prevention through design. Chief Watson has really taken that on, and EPD. So if you need, like, if you have an alcove in your building and you have it, and there's a tendency for people to gather in there and spend the night, these are fencing or gates that we will have grants for, so that you can block that off and help keep your building, you know, a little
Didn't
bit.
Didn't they used to call it hardening the target?
That is exactly, yes.
Gosh, who was heavy big about that? Was that Dave?
Chief Douglas?
Yeah, or was it Arnie? I don't know how far back.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it's been around for quite some time. And
it's a concept, yes. Yeah. It has a new name now, but...
don't they all? You know, beat cops now don't no longer beat cops either, right? It's neighborhood, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Blah. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Well, so those are some exciting things that to look for.
Is that going to the website when it's available?
Yes.
and kind of walk through it? And that's, I would suppose, businesses located in Eureka, not
yes.
the owners living in.
They do have to be in the city of Eureka jurisdiction.
Just checking.
we'll be definitely promoting that. We'll have a press release out. But it's really exciting, and there's, you know, the other things we've been doing for restaurants are getting them out into city sidewalks and issuing those encroachment permits without fees.
How is that done with the safety? Because it was always a concern historically. Now, I can't do it because of public safety. Well, is that no longer a concern, or is it being waived, or is this just a new way to do it so safety's not an issue?
Once we developed some of the regulations around the little parklets that are in front of buildings, I think it changed some of the concerns that were out there. We still require insurance, because whenever you put people on the sidewalk, the risk goes up. But,
yeah, something about cars.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by. Enjoy your extended, prolonged weekend.
Thank you.
All righty. Thanks, Pam. See everybody tomorrow.